Penguin Random House Audio presents Wild Cards 3, Joker's Wild, edited by George R. R. Martin, and written by Melinda M. Snodgrass, Leanne C. Harper, Walton Simons, Lewis Shiner, John J. Miller, George R. R. Martin, and Edward Bryant. Read for you by Felicia Day, Ron Donahue, Pam Greer, Stephen McCaddy, Prentice Onayemi, Ray Porter, and Molly Quinn.
Prologue. There is Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Carnival in Rio, fiestas and festivals and Founders Days by the hundreds. The Irish have St. Patrick's Day, the Italians Columbus Day, the nation its 4th of July. History is full of mummers' parades and masks and orgies and religious pageants and patriotic extravaganzas. Wildcard Day is a little of all of that, and more. On September 15, 1946, in the cold afternoon sky over Manhattan, Jet Boy died and the Takesian xenovirus, known colloquially as the Wildcard, was loosed upon the world. It is unclear just when the observances began. But by the late 60s, those who had felt the touch of the wild card and had lived to talk of it, the jokers and aces of New York City, had taken the day as their own. September 15th became Wild Card Day, a time for celebrations and lamentations, for grief and joy, for remembering the dead and cherishing the living. A day for fireworks and street fairs and parades, for masked balls and political rallies and memorial banquets, for drinking and making love and fighting in the alley.